Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The third time's not always a charm. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
The world's going to change tonight, Doctor. Happy Halloween.
Stop it!
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, the night no one comes home.
Halloween season is upon us.
Ooh.
And I feel like we have to do Halloween episodes, right?
We are Halloween.
Yeah.
We are every... It's weird because I don't consider myself a super Halloween. Like, I don't like horror night. Like, I'm not... I feel like... But I think a lot of what we cover is very macabre, I would say. A little esoteric. You know.
Ooh.
We're like deep diving, but it becomes Halloween.
And
my nails aren't like black polish, like, you know, chip black polish and like bustiers. What?
Maybe it should be. Maybe that would liven things up around here. I don't know.
I have a high ponytail that used to be a high bun.
Yeah. It's falling apart. Well, from now until Halloween, we've made a promise that every episode will be Halloween-based.
A blood pact.
Yes, in blood.
Yeah.
Written in blood
that we just did. You can't see it, but it just happened.
And if we break it, there's no stakes.
There's no
repercussions.
If we break it, I watch the R. Kelly documentary again.
Yeah, that's it. But I figured now would be a good time to kick it off with the movie franchise, Halloween, specifically Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. We don't really normally discuss movies on a whole, but I feel like this is now the time to talk about a fail.
Oh, it's a fail.
And it's a fail.
A failure.
It's a failure. Uh-huh. But obviously in the history of movies and people discussing it, it is now very revered. I'm not the first person to mention it.
Yeah.
That it's actually a pretty decent movie. Mm-hmm. It's still campy. It's not like, hey, you overlooked the amazing acting.
Yeah, this isn't like a Kubrick deep cut that you didn't learn in film school. It still sucks in a campy way.
Yeah, but not for the reasons people say it sucks. And it was unsuccessful at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of known as a bad movie and a huge mistake because
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this is bad, and then it like ripens into something beyond itself. I guess that's like what a cult classic is.
And it essentially is a cult classic, and you know, Halloween is still continuing to this day. I saw the most recent one like a year ago, and it was okay, fine.
Yeah, is Jamie Lee Curtis in that one?
She is in that one, yeah.
She has died, and then she is back.
She's, Michael Myers would be about 78 right now, but he's still plugging along.
His hips are working.
So this actually has some, where they explain things that are going on. Mm-hmm. Came out in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
For those,
good year.
It's a good year for this. And when I rewatched it recently in the last like couple of years, but I rewatched the trailer.
Ooh.
And it's a great trailer. I think people were really disappointed, though, as you kind of should be, is, you know, Halloween 1, extremely successful. Halloween 2 was really just a continuation of 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't want to give away how Halloween 1 ends, but it really literally picks up.
This made money. Let's keep doing it.
Halloween 2 picks up where it left off. And then you have Halloween 3, which is has very little to do. Well, has nothing. The only reference is I think they're watching Halloween in part of the movie. Like some kids are watching Halloween.
So meta.
So it was a chance they took,
mm-hmm.
and it paid off financially.
Mm-hmm.
It cost like $2.5 million, made $15 million at the which is low for a Halloween movie, but pretty good for making a profit on a movie.
Yeah.
So John Carpenter and Hill, they're like, hey, let's make a third. Let's do it.
Do it. Round three.
They were like, definitely, we're down.
Holy Trinity.
Let's do it. One condition. No Michael Myers.
Let's take out the most successful part of this movie and let's just run, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get creative.
They were kind of more in the mindset of doing an anthology. Which is kind of like, are you familiar with the Cloverfield movies?
Yes.
Where they kind of make Cloverfield an anthology, I think they do is they just take other movies and they're just like, what if we just throw like mm-hmm. Cloverfield on it?
Yeah.
To kind of spice it up a little bit. It never really works out because they never really made like a true Cloverfield 2. Here's what happened. It was just kind of in this world.
Yeah.
And I think this
is the other one? I don't even remember what the other ones were, but I do remember it being
10 Cloverfield Lane. And there was one that was made for net. There was a movie that was a Netflix movie. And what they did was it was this movie, and then I think they literally changed the movie to make it fit in, like maybe J.J. Abrams got to try to like save this movie. You could tell when you watch this movie, I forget the name, it literally becomes like almost a different movie, and it makes a lot of sense afterwards. And it's like
shoehorn it into this.
P.S. Cloverfield is basically what they did.
It's like the sandwich sucks. Let's put it in a McDonald's wrapper.
Yeah, it's like, but then a Cloverfield monster eats it. So with Season of the Witch, they were like, let's make an anthology. Mm-hmm. So it's
that's so pretentious too.
It is.
Like when you say it's like, let's make it a set piece in this world. Like it's like, okay, how about you just make a good movie? Like for real? Like fuck off.
No. Mm-mm. John Carpenter's like, no.
No thanks. Not for me.
Especially when you're asking him to make the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted to revolve around Halloween, which is a fine idea. And I think if this movie was just called Season of the Witch.
Yeah. Like the Donovan song? Ooh.
Yeah.
I hear the Donovan song in my head as we talk about this. So.
I only hear Sunshine Superman.
Come on.
I'm a poser. Pretty
gurdy, man.
Yeah, I'm a poser. that's the only thing I hear because I'm very, very positive.
Oh, okay.
So they began development on Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, coming up with a plot, kind of like trying to get into the computer age.
Uh-oh.
We are here.
We can't control these digital creatures. Yes. We created them.
Yes, they become self-aware.
Should we write a musical?
I think we just wrote it.
It's Starlight Express.
So they were coming up with a plot that was basically witchcraft meets the computer age.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I should rewatch this. You're really pitching it to me. I'm getting excited.
Yeah. And it also involves, as part of the plot, now it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N.
Yeah. Samhain.
Samhain. But it's pronounced Samhain, I think.
I can't.
It's Celtic.
Uh-huh.
So that's involved. Because there's a band.
Is a language based on confusion.
Yeah. Because there's a band, Samhain, which is how they pronounce it, which is Danzig's band after Misfits, but before Danzig. But that's kind of involved in this as well. And director Tommy Lee Wallace worked on the first Halloween, production designer and editor, and he was like, Halloween 2, he was like, no, but he was like, Halloween 3, I think maybe because he was like, I can make this my own and not have to just be another churning out of a Michael Myers story.
Yeah, sure.
Reached out to
ambitious, but sure.
A renowned British science fiction writer, Nigel. Because I was looking at his license.
You got the Celtic.
Yeah. Nigel Neal, K-N-E-A-L-E. So that's why I'm going to look if you're saying that.
Neal
to write the screenplay. So like a science fiction writer to kind of make this a more modern. Whereas the Michael Myers story, Friday the 13th is very killer coming after us.
Yeah, it's There's commercial. No, it's a commercial horror movie. And that's what it was and that's what it did best. It's like anytime you bring in like this, again, it's pretentious. Anytime you bring in this like higher level or like what seems to be high art person involved, it always gets to be so up its own asshole.
So you have a combination of science fiction, witchcraft, and the occult.
Again, all the hits for me. And honestly, then, all the boxes.
And the, you know, Atari, you know, that, put that all together, you get Halloween 3 season.
Yeah, I want it
of
to be
Witch.
Like a Pizza Hut ad circa 1983, but with witches.
The Michael Myers story that they hit upon, it's a conspiracy run by a company called Silver Shamrock.
Oh, yeah.
So they just attempt to use very casually the powers of Stonehenge.
Oh, cool.
That whole thing.
Just make things up. Yeah. I'll believe it.
So they were going to have a special commercial that aired on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wearing one of the really awesome masks, something interesting will happen.
Yay! So it's like love stuff like this. These marketing devices where it's like, you have the digital 3D screen and you attach it to your face and go to sleep and wake up in the screen while this is playing, something underwhelming will occur.
Yeah. This, basically, the plot is, if you want to know, everyone, they market these masks for Halloween because everyone needs a mask on Halloween.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, kids, wear the mask on Halloween and watch our special commercial, which through the power of the occult and...
Mm-hmm.
TV,
plastics.
The mask plastics. will essentially kind of like become your face and strangle your face. And
I would have loved. I also still love this. I would have loved it, and I still love it.
That's like plot wise, it's totally fine.
Should we do something with our pins? Yeah. Put the pin on and listen.
Well, how about this? Go to our patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Get bonus episodes and get the pin and put it on and wait. You will find love and fortune.
You have to send it on to 10 other people, though.
Yes. Yes, you have to get 10
other... I have to send the Patreon address to 10 other people, or else you will have death.
Yeah, so you got to send...
And only death.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Send it out there.
That's
just in time for Halloween.
Very sophisticated marketing capabilities.
That's the way they did it. Mm-hmm. So people could not get over the fact that Michael Myers wasn't there.
Yeah.
And
naturally.
Fair enough. Understand.
Makes a lot
fair
of sense.
Enough. It's like instead of John Wick, it's like... This guy, Dan.
Dan Wick?
Yeah, Dan
he
Wick.
He works at AT&T?
AT&T, but you know what? He screws up with everyone's cell phone data plans.
No. He doesn't put that screen on right, so it's got a wrinkle in it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's John Wick 5.
Wow, his vengeance.
Yeah. John Wick 5, Season of the Witch.
Whoa.
So the reviews weren't that great. People, when it hit the theaters, were like not happy, and they're... Going there, they're going, I'm going to see Halloween. Maybe I saw the commercial. We take for granted now the availability to see commercials, whether it's television, internet. And then people were like, oh, new Halloween? Yeah, I'll go see new Halloween. Love Michael Myers.
Sure, yeah.
He's so cool, you know? And you get there and you're sitting there, you're waiting for Michael Myers.
Waiting.
And you just see these like bad guys and scary masks.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You're waiting. And then the movie theater goes dark and you're like, and is there something, some punked thing before punked thing was a thing?
No.
Am I getting pranked? Is there a computer in my movie theater popcorn? Is this some kind of, and then you just have to leave and go home to your family.
Yeah. During the Season of the Witch? That's
enough,
a terrible idea.
Enough.
There's a comment on Reddit, which I think kind of explains even us talking about it right now about kind of how people feel about Season of the Witch.
Mm-hmm.
They write, I ain't no celebrity.
Okay, well, we thought we were, but thank you for dispelling that.
But on Reddit, has to say, he's like, if I'm being honest, the film was so underrated that it's a little overrated now. Having gained a large following in the last decade, it's a solid movie, but if it wasn't part of the Halloween franchise, it'd just be one of those fondly remembered 80s horror movies that pop up in conversation once in a while. And that's true.
Exactly, and that's kind of the lesson of all of this, too. Like, stop marketing things for better or more than what they are.
Yeah, that's...
You know? Stop trying to push it so hard. This would be a perfectly respectable, you know, 80s horror movie.
Well, they do that now because they'll be like, from the producers of all these things you liked, here comes a movie that you're not going
to
like.
Exactly. Marginally connected to this one guy who made this one thing once. How about this thing?
And
no?
It's not going to, that's what they did.
Yeah.
And that's, so now... For you, those of you out there who are not familiar with it or like wondering, like, is it worth checking out? It's definitely...
I would see it, but if I were on a date with someone and they were like, my favorite Halloween was Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, I'd be like, I'd rather date the guy next to you with the Disneyland Fast Pass. Okay, I'll say it.
How is that person next to them in this scenario?
It's a long bar full of dudes.
Oh, they're just lined up to
full
date?
Of John Wick dance, okay? Get off my back.
Hi, we're the hosts of the Fresh Hell podcast. I'm Annie in Boston, Massachusetts.
And I'm Johanna in Vienna, Austria. Join us every Wednesday for a new terrible story.
I focus mostly on cases in the United States, and not just true crime, like the terrifying axe murders on Smutty Nose Island, but also shocking stories like the New Jersey shark attacks of 1916.
And I love to tell you about more obscure European cases. And let me tell you, Germany has produced more cannibals than one would think.
So if you're a fan of true crime, but you also enjoy terrible stories of all sorts, give us a listen. We'll tell you everything you need to know, and then some.
Come find Fresh Hell Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Auf Wiedersehen.
Hope to see you soon.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.